Welcome, everybody, to Back to the 80s Radio as we embark on a thrilling journey through time. Today's an incredible show because we've got a special guest. Not only is it the man, the myth, and the legend, the one who hides inside Randy's Donuts at night and makes his appearance at around 2 or 3 in the morning in a wet tutu. No, ladies and gentlemen, there's more than that. Today, we're diving headfirst into the world of adrenaline-pumping cinema, revisiting the era that birthed some of the most iconic action stars of all time. But we shouldn't do this alone. Our special guest is the famous, maybe in some parts of the world infamous, Dave, from the YouTube channel Dave's Archives. And to his side is the infamous, wondrous Chang. Gentlemen, welcome to Back to the 80s Radio.
Hi, guys. What an amazing, awesome intro. Thanks for having me. Yes.
Wow, Dave, you sound excited.
Hey, welcome to the show. It's good for you to be here again. We love when you come on the show. Toscano, I was talking to a couple of sweet babies the other day about how gorgeous you look in that AC/DC black heavy metal shirt and your taxi cab type hat. You look like you're straight out of New York, cat. You dig?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we do have Dave from Dave's Archives with us today. And before we talk to Dave and to Chang, I do want to give every single one of you a special shout out for making Back to the 80s Radio your place to be today, right now, wherever you are and whoever you are around the world. So thank you for keeping us inside of your head at all times. We promise we'll be gentle. But tonight, very special show. We are going to be talking about action stars of the 1980s. We don't need Siskel and Ebert, because today, next to me, my left, your right, doesn't matter. We have Dave from Dave's Archives and, of course, the ever-wondrous Chang. Gentlemen, we are going to be talking about the greatest stars in action movies of the 80s. Don't go away. This is Back to the 80s. We're going to be right back. Stay there.
It certainly is a big bun.
It's a very big bun.
Big fluffy bun.
It's a very big fluffy bun.
Where's the beef?
Some hamburger places give you a lot less beef on a lot of bun.
Where's the beef?
At Wendy's, we serve a hamburger we modestly call a single. And Wendy's single has more beef than the Whopper or Big Mac. At Wendy's, you get more beef and less bun.
Hey, where's the beef? I don't think there's anybody back there.
You want something better. You're Wendy's kind of people.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Shadow Stevens, and you must listen to Back to the 80s Radio. It's the law.
All right, so let's do this. Why don't I take it away with one of my favorite actors of the 80s. His character was called Axel Foley. Now, this is an actor who tended to be more of a comedian than an action star, but made a few movies into the action genre and just hit it huge, partly because of his comedy. The way his take, and I'm talking about Eddie Murphy. For me, Eddie Murphy is overlooked a little bit. When we talk about action movies of the 80s, you don't really tend to look at Eddie Murphy. But he is one of those action stars that became huge for movies such as, of course, the Beverly Hills Cop trilogy and also 48 Hours, if you guys remember that flick.
Oh, yeah. I love that flick.
So does Dave.
I love both of those flicks.
I'm enticed and also, well, I see his point, but I disagree.
No, you would, because Dick Hader made his appearance on the show.
You know, there's this comedian actor imbalance, and he, you know, in some all of his action movies, he was half comedian and mostly comedic in those movies. But he has his real comedy movies too that I enjoyed. So he wouldn't be my first pick, although I love his action movies. He's just an amazing job.
Yeah, I chose him as my number 10, for example, as my last one, and then going all the way to number one from there. Dave said he would say about top five. I put him in my number 10 list.
I wouldn't put Eddie Murphy in my top 20 for action hero superstar of the 80s. I would probably put
Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt for me is a great action hero.
No, He was Bruce Willis. I would say Bruce Willis, but Bruce Willis also had a comical side to a lot of his characters as a hero in movies.
It's a sarcasm,
but not like Eddie Murphy. Eddie.
Yeah, it's a very sarcastic tone for sure. And but it's I do like Bruce's his personality in all his action movies. I mean, they're all the same, but they're all very good.
Bruce Willis came from doing Moonlighting, right? Yeah. And then he also appeared in a couple of other movies.
Love that show?
No, I hated it. It was not my. I was a teenager. I wasn't interested in Moonlighting, right?
At that age?
No, no, not you know, not 16 years old and watching Moonlighting. No, but I was into Bruce Willis, especially for his character role, John McClane, in one of my personal favorite movies. Action movies of the 80s, which I totally am with the group of people that say that definitely Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
Yeah, I mean, it's all themed throughout the movie, so it makes you think about Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how terrible that would be if you ruined your Christmas at that point of time right then and there when you're watching the movie with your loved ones.
Hey, Dave, by any chance, have you went on your trips to Southern California? To Century City, have you ever been to the famous Nakatomi Plaza? Because it's there. It's a real building, and it's there.
No, I wanted to go. I've never been, but I've always wanted to go. Some brand made a one hundredth scale or something like model of it that you could buy for their 4K release or something. It was amazing. But they're having that event there. Long story short, no, I've always wanted to go. That'd be awesome. I want to get the shirt at least.
The Nakatomi shirt. So apparently I've heard that they had to basically move people away from the building because so many people were going to, you know, sightseeing, and they found out, oh, that's the Nakatomi Plaza building, when in fact it is the Fox building. The Fox Channel building. Yeah.
Ah, okay, okay. I didn't know that.
Oh no.
And was James. that's Lethal Weapon, not Lethal Weapon, that's
Die Hard.
Die Hard. I mean, we're talking about all these. Die Hard 1, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That was my favorite character from Bruce Willis.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because that was his, you know, Die Hard 1, 2, 3, and the rest. I think there's like 20 of them.
After drinking a bottle of tequila, thinking of each character to keep up with you, who's drinking wheat germ.
All right. All right, Dave. You heard the Chang.
Mr. Rogers is my hero.
Mr. Rogers, the action hero of the 80s. Yes, I remember him very well.
Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hey, neighbor.
It was a toss-up between... It was. They're pretty obvious. I don't want to sound like a sheep from the 80s, but
Sylvester Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger, get his ass out of here.
And I was like, okay, I got to pick one. Definitely Arnold. I mean, if you want to have someone with blockbuster titles that were actually almost all very good, I enjoyed it as a kid. It would be Arnold.
Come on, don't bullshit me.
So what was your favorite movie? Would you say from Arnold's list of blockbuster movies? Because you're right, he did have every single movie that he had that was action was just huge. What was your favorite action movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Obviously Terminator 2. Or it would be Conan.
Goddamn snake.
Really? Okay. Okay.
I those are probably my top two favorite or most respected movies I have of him. I'd say the funnest movie would probably be Twins, but that wasn't really an action hero. I mean, he did play a hero in there, just a, you know,
just not an action hero.
Yeah.
Save the family.
But there was some action in that motel.
Oh, there was some action in that motel room. There definitely was.
Child, that was my favorite scene. I rewound that many times for the movie rental place.
Yes. What about you, Chang? What do you think? What's your favorite flick with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
It's got to be Conan and Commando, all the way.
Oh,
imagine if the United States had 100 commandos like him. But dude, Conan, come on, man.
Okay, so those are actually very good flicks. Those are some of my favorite as well. Commando especially. And I saw Dave on the screen right now going like, oh, shoot, I forgot about Commando.
I did, man. I think I have to change
Dave.
It. You know, and I'm not going to change it. I'm going to stick to it. But it's a really close one between Conan and Commando. I think I like Commando more. I want to say I do, but I've actually watched Conan way more times than a Commando.
Very nice. Well,
Bennett, you're an asshole.
My favorite two flicks from Schwarzenegger, number one is Predator.
Oh, I forgot about that too.
Gosh, dang it, Dave. Come on. My favorite flick is Predator, followed by Commando, number two.
My old age, guys. Y'all have some sympathy, right?
You're the youngest one of the bunch, I guarantee you. I guarantee you.
Wait, how old are you guys, by the way? You can take this off the radio if you
want. Well, I'm going to leave that.
Put it on there. I don't give a shit. I am currently 58. I'm a grandfather of two, a boy and a girl, Ivan Jr. and Angelina. I got four kids, bro, from the ages of 39 to 38 to 37 to 29. Four girls, bro.
So you are bro,
I'm old school. I'm the real thing.
Yeah, you're an OG Gen X. I mean, you're like true Gen X.
Today, I felt as old as I will ever feel. 51. How about you?
Y'all know my age. I've said it 1,000 times.
Actually, I've never heard. No, I don't even know.
What?
You look very young, though. And I want to say you look...
40s, at least.
42,
43. 47.
Ah.
So 47. I'm bicentennial baby.
Very
so
nice.
So do you go Botox or Lotox?
Don't go away. There's more with Dave's Archives here talking about 1980s action stars.
Nobody has the movie I want.
Hey, if it's on video, Blockbuster probably has it. I mean, we have over 10,000 videos.
Wow.
I'll watch these fast and have them back tomorrow, I promise. Relax. At Blockbuster, you can keep your videos for 3 evenings, so take home plenty. And use our 24-hour quick drop.
Do you have any children's videos?
Sure. Blockbuster's America's family video store. You know, we have more kids' videos than anyplace else. Hey, more movies, more nights, more fun.
Blockbuster Video. What a difference.
Commercials, bad. Music, good. Now, with zero commercials. Please help support and send your donation today.
We are going back to the 80s.
Okay, hello everybody. This is Back to the 80s Radio. You're talking to, right now, this is your pal, the only pal you're ever going to need in life, okay? My name is Tony, and I come from the island of Cuba. My name is Tony Montana. And we're here, the two psychos that usually guide the show, they're not here today, okay? They're Toscano and Chang. They go off. They want to do some pile driving. Who knows what they're going to do right now. But anyway, I'm getting the show tonight. We got a special phone call right now. Let's see. I don't even know how to work this machine. What do you do here? Oh, okay, there we go. Hey, stop ringing. Oye, cálmate, mijo. Oye, okay, so I want to ask both of you gentlemen a question, okay? Being that you guys are two action stars from the 80s that you only wish you can look as good as Mijo Ming. Okay, so this is the question for you guys. Having all these muscles, man, do you feel that those muscles got in the way from you winning any real awards for movies? Okay, like me. I don't need the muscles, man. All I need is my white powder and my white suit. Anytime now, it's okay. Don't answer at the same time.
Sometimes I have to go pumping iron. And I have to go make pee-pee and then go touch it. I can't see my pee-pee.
Oye, coño, who say pee-pee on the phone, man? Okay. Listen, this is family program. We don't talk about the pee-pees. We don't talk about the pepas. Go ahead, man. Continue, man.
That's all I got for you. Is you there? Hello, baby.
What about you, Mr. Stallone? Don't you think that the muscles were a little too much?
I never think the muscles were too much. I want you to go ahead and watch me right now. I'm doing the Tulsa King. Yo, Arnie, why don't you tell this guy to show some respect?
Let me tell you, after I do my pee-pee, I got down there on stage, and I perform like a monster. I got so much drip, let me tell you. But I get over there, and I come back down, and then they touch me down there, and I tell myself, thank you, Lord, for making my muscles so big and creamy and yummy, like lasagna, parmesan, and cheese.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back. This is Back to the 80s.
If they were a laxative, they'd be so powerful, you could stand on your head and
on the ceiling.
That position would not only be unavailing, but also undignified.
And now, back to the 80s with Toscano and Chang.
Welcome back. This is Back to the 80s Radio. We have Dave from Dave's Archives tonight. We're talking about 80s action stars and 80s action heroes. And we talked about a little bit about Arnold Schwarzenegger. We had a little bit of fun. All right, Dave, I think you're next.
It was a toss-up between him and Stallone, only because, Rambo is probably on my top three favorite action movies, the original Rambo.
Exactly.
Such a good story. Arnold takes the cake. He's done more content and quality compared to him, in my opinion. So,
you know, there's also another actor that definitely is an action star. He started in the early 80s, very young. He's an Australian actor that came out in The Road Warrior, also in Mad Max, that then became very, very famous in the Lethal Weapon series. And, of course, I'm talking about Mel Gibson.
I'm cutting the red wire, okay?
Help! Who? Oh.
What?
What? A minute ago you said blue.
Did I say blue?
Riggs, you said blue.
Oh, I meant red.
You sure?
Yep. See? All done. Raj.
Yeah.
Grab the cat.
Grab the cat.
Get back! Take back!
Mel Gibson would bring it down to, he was a little, I don't want to say he wasn't a comedian, but he did bring a little bit light into the situation. He was very sarcastic, I guess you could say, in his roles.
And they wrote the sarcasm at points in all of his movies, and he had some comedic script to it. They wrote it so that the timing was really good, you know, and it wasn't like overdone.
Yeah.
And it always kind of meshed with his other movies too, that have some humor in it. And it's not all the time, but when it is, you appreciate it.
One of the movies that we didn't talk about, Stallone movies, and I'm going to tell you, it's one of the movies that I don't know if you either love it or hate it. I personally loved it. And it's a forgotten one of his movies. And I'm talking about Cobra.
Yeah, dude, that is an amazing movie. That is such a good movie. I mean, the beginning scene where he's in that little mini market.
Yes.
Convenience store. It like set the tone. It was so good. Then he goes busting out onto the street. It looked like San Francisco was filmed, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of, so a lot of the 80s movies, if not most of the action movies, a lot of them are known for their cheesy lines. And you'll remember some of those lines. But mm-hmm. Stallone had one of the cheesiest that I have ever heard, but I love the line. And it's when he's at that market. And there's that guy who's holding up the market. And he says, if you don't step back, I'm going to kill one of these people. And what does Stallone say? What does Cobra say? The character, he says,
I'll blow this. I got a bomb here. I'll kill her. I'll blow this whole place up.
Go ahead. I don't shock her.
Little toothpick sticking out.
Yes.
Of the
mail. And I'm thinking, who says that?
I'm the necessary evil bitch. It's kind of dark, but it's fun too. I love that. I mean, it's just out of control. And a lot, some of those scenes. I love it. It was a good movie.
Balls in your court. Who do you say is another one of your favorite 80s actors?
It's a hard one because he has so little films that are action oriented. But it would be Patrick Swayze because of Roadhouse.
People who really want to have a good time won't come to a slaughterhouse. And we've got entirely too many troublemakers here. Too many 40-year-old adolescents, felons, power drinkers, and trustees of modern chemistry.
Oh, yes. You know, you're right. That was a great movie, by the way.
He played such an amazing role, a convincing role of this ultra extreme machismo, super kick-ass action guy, right? He was like, I want to pop people's throats out and kung fu bears in the Arctic. That didn't happen, by the way, but it was a really an amazing movie.
Yeah, I remember his role in the movie. He was the ultimate bouncer. You remember he was called up to all these bars to help out. So it was pretty cool.
He had his wispy, tall cowboy friend come down and help him out. And then he had that beautiful lady with the picnic linen
tablecloth. That's right.
I'll never forget that outfit. She has boots, these Daisy Dukes, and that little white and red checkerboard top, country puffy top. That was very revealing.
You know, that's funny because you've shown a lot of commercials from the 80s where the women are wearing exactly that top. It's just funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot. Yeah, that puffy, I don't know, innocent girl shirt top thing.
With the shoulder pads.
With the shoulder patties. Wearing the patties. Patties are good. You can set coffee on it.
Patties are always good. And you know what? And going back to, well, both Swayze and Mel Gibson at a point had two of the most remarkable mullets that you could ever see on TV.
Yeah.
What hair?
They got professional haircuts for those mullets.
Holy smokes.
They were strong. Everyone had a mullet, even if it was just like a small mullet.
Yeah.
Had extreme ones, but everyone had the flowing mullet hair in the back.
Right.
You know,
right.
Ears always exposed.
Let me ask you this. Did you ever wear a mullet? Did you ever like one? Because I can tell you off the bat, I hated mullets.
No, I didn't have one. I did have a fashioned haircut. My mom decided to spend some money on me during the summer. She took me to get a haircut at the mall. Anyway, it was she said, make my son look like something the kids will like. And so I didn't know anything about style. So she gave me something called a duck cut.
A ducktail cut. Oh, I remember that. Yeah. Ducktail cut. Yes.
Yeah. It's kind of like a mullet where your hair is more grown out than the front and it puffs out like a back ass, like the ass.
Of yes. Of a duck. Yeah, absolutely.
So I had a puffy ass mullet. Yeah.
But no, I remember my mom, I lived in a very strict home, literally no brothers, no sisters, but I was not the spoiled kind. And my mom said, until you're 18 and can pay for your own haircuts, you will cut your hair like I say. And that is, and literally she had, that ended up not happening. I started kind of having my own haircut after 16.
That's awesome. My haircut was it was parted to the side, but when I got to my teens, I parted it in the middle, kind of like your stereotypical late 80s, 90s boy.
Chang, I know that you were not a lover of mullets because you had your own style and you still do as a heavy meddler guy. Did you always wear the same haircut?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I have had my hair this long since 1979, mid 1980. I was hiding my hair under my collar in eighth grade at St. Benedict's. I was told on so many occasions to cut my hair up to above collar length. I used to wear rock shirts underneath my white Catholic school shirt so you could see bands under it. Destined to be rock and roll.
I'm going to throw out one actor for you guys from the 80s, and he was an action star. He was a guy that used to choreograph his own fights. He came out in movies such as Bloodsport, Kickboxer, Cyborg. They used to call him the Muscles from Brussels. And I'm talking about none other than the one and only Jean-Claude Van Damme.
God damn, I forgot about Van Damme.
Yeah, see?
I was thinking about it, but he
but he was an action star, right? I mean, he did come out.
I love him. But now that I'm thinking about it more, as I'm talking, like the words coming out of my mouth right now, I kind of want to pick him too.
You know, I had no idea, and this is something real life. I had no idea that he and Dolph Lundgren had beef.
Yeah.
I think they almost got into a fight in a public, with their suits, like going on a red carpet or something. They literally almost got into a fight.
Yeah, they didn't like each other because they had these I'm better than you issues. So,
well, you know, that's one of the things that I remember. They were interviewing Arnold on one of the night show talk shows and he said, you know, basically back then we didn't like each other with Stallone because we always wanted to, you know, beat each other on the who's got the biggest and greatest movie.
Or just a rival.
No, in the 80s, it was just a rival.
Just a rival.
It was just competition. It was all about who is making bigger movies, who has more definition in their muscles, mm-hmm. who has more box office success, who kills more people, who kills people more creatively, who has bigger knives, who has bigger guns. And at the end, I started running around with machine guns that were only used for helicopters, mounting on helicopters or on tanks. It was crazy. It was all out war.
I mean, that's not surprising at all. But that's weird, though. I think, you know, at a more base level, they're just jealous of one another. I want to be like you. No, I want to be like you.
The one and only Jackie Chan.
What do you think, Dave?
I love Jackie. Love Jackie. Yeah. Well, what about Mark Dacascos?
Oh, you got me. Who the heck is Mark Dacascos?
Surf ninjas, man.
Wow, man.
Mark Dacascos is a very big in the martial arts community, a B actor for many years in those types of flicks. But he's kind of risen the ranks. He was in the recent John Wick movie.
Yes.
He was in a movie called Crying Freeman, which is an adaptation of the manga, which became an anime, which became a movie. These are all like hidden gems mm-hmm. that no one knows about. But he was really good in all of them. I think he's a lower A rank worthy on the actor scale. So he's pretty good. And he knows martial arts.
Wow. Now, Cheng, did you know about Mark Dacascos?
Hell no.
I know who he is now. Yep. The funny thing about this guy, Mark Dacascos, he was on Iron Chef. He was the host of one of the Iron Chef shows many years ago.
Yeah, the American adaptation of the Japanese Iron Chef show.
That's right.
Well, we created our own show. He was the what do they call him? The Majesty, you know, the something like that, some grand title.
Yeah.
And he was kind of like this face.
Like the emperor or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. He was like the Cheetos guy on the chip bag.
How about if I toss Tom Cruise?
Well, just as much as I tossed in Eddie Murphy, but Tom Cruise back then, he wasn't making a lot of action movies except for Top Gun.
What's a movie where he slides in the house? Right.
That was Risky Business. By the way, that movie was literally pretty close to porn for back then.
Yeah, and didn't he drown a Porsche in the pond in the back or a lake?
Yes.
So that car is so iconic. A buddy of mine bought one. It's like an exact replica. Same year. I mean, the car existed, so it's not really a replica. It's just the same car. But anyway, he got one, dude, and he was showing me some photos of it, and he said, "This is the funnest freaking car I've ever driven in my life." And like, I must have that car now.
Yeah,
I'm gonna buy that car. He said it was only $15,000, and his was like redone and up, so I could probably find one $6,000 somewhere, and you know, party up it up like crazy boy.
Yeah, it was a 928 Porsche. Yep, and it was like a gold color.
Gold, yeah. And he showed me the gold photo, dude. I was like, dude, Tom Cruise.
There is another actor that I think we've all forgotten. This actor has come to become more of like a meme nowadays. Even the kids nowadays, the young kids that don't or never seen this actor in a movie actually can tell you something about Chuck Norris. What do you think of Chuck Norris in action movies such as Delta Force and movies like that?
The most memorable movie of him for me is the Bruce Lee movie. Was it Chinese Connection? I can't recall.
It might have been Game of Death, but it might have been a different one. I know that. So Chuck Norris in the 80s came out in action films like Delta Force, Missing in Action, Code of Silence, if you remember. And I don't know when somebody decided, let's make Chuck Norris ultra famous by saying Chuck Norris jokes. Now, are you guys familiar with Chuck Norris jokes?
100%. They're still going strong, by the way, since 2001.
All right, so we're talking about the 1980s and the greatest action stars from them. And then I've got one more before we go to break, and then we'll see what other trouble we can get into. But the one that I'm thinking of right now, guys, is an action star that came out in movies such as Escape from New York and Big Trouble in Little China. And he also came out in a movie called The Thing. And although that, you got to remember, I'm talking about Kurt Russell.
Welcome to the human race.
You want to know the very first? Let me give you a trivia question.
Please.
What was the, and you may know this because of my channel, actually, the very first piece of film he starred in that involved action?
That guy is a bona fide rock star badass. Good call. Now, Toscano, I am surprised you didn't make that call, because I believe you secretly used to try to comb your hair in the bathroom mirror such as his.
But to answer your question, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think Kurt Russell came out in an Elvis movie, and I'm not talking about the newer Elvis movie in the early 2000s or the 90s. I'm talking about It Happened at the World's Fair. Is that the one you're talking about?
No.
Yeah.
All right. Lay it on us. Lay it on us, Dave.
It was a toy commercial where he played a kid destroying tanks and shooting things.
Was this a 60s? 50s. Oh, 50s. Yeah. No, I didn't know that. I had no idea.
It's on my channel. It's on the 50s and 60s epic toy collection commercial.
Oh, wow.
It's a series of ads from that. But that was a very, he was always, I guess, typecasted for those little roles in commercials, a boy playing with action figures and shooting things up and army men and that sort of thing.
So in 1963, there was a movie by Elvis called It Happened at the World's Fair, if you remember. Kurt Russell made his on-screen debut in that movie as the little boy who kicks Elvis Presley's shins.
Oh, no way. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So if you get a chance, go check out It Happened at the World's Fair with Elvis Presley and check out Kurt Russell in that flick.
You are listening to Back to the 80s Radio, and we are going to take you out with some Buggles with Video Killed the Radio Star right here at Back to the 80s Radio.
Welcome back. If you just joined us, we are pretty much on the last leg of the show today. We are talking here with Dave from Dave's Archives and his YouTube channel, where you can catch him all the time if you watch and if you like retro commercials. You got to go watch his channel because nobody does it better than Dave. And then on Fridays, I'm not sure if it's every Friday, Dave, you can correct me, but on Fridays is when you do the live event. Showing commercials and just kicking back with friends.
Yes, yes, yes. Friday nights, we call it TGIF live stream, and we do 9:30 p.m. live stream Central Time. So it's a shitload of fun. We watch ads, we see other things that are from the 80s, 90s, 70s, and we just rip on them, and we're all drinking in the chat room there, and it's just amazing. Y'all should join it. I love it.
I like it a lot.
Dave is like an old soul of entertainment radio, but he's hipper. He's not afraid to say what he's going to say and catch his flow.
Just like we're doing tonight. And if you just joined us, we are talking about the 80s action stars. And Chang, before the break, during the break, you mentioned one action star that we cannot forget, because this particular action star is with us since, what, the 50s, but he's doing cowboy movies since the 60s. In my opinion, the very best of cowboy movies ever. And also came out in some great police work movies in the 80s. We were talking about Clint Eastwood. Do you have any 80s movies with Clint Eastwood that you really enjoyed?
Oh, yeah. My all-time favorite is, you know me and my names. I just forget everything I try to recall when I put on the question there. It's called Fudge.
Fudge. Oh, yes. It was him and Bill Cosby doing the movie. I remember.
Yes.
Was he really in a movie called Fudge?
No. Not unless it was porn.
Quick on the whip right there. He had me going. Man, y'all are good. Y'all are good liars.
No, but I... Did you know that Clint Eastwood gave a certain famous comedian, actor, his very first chance to play in a role in a 1988 film of Clint Eastwood called Deadpool? Okay? Do you have any idea what comedian I'm talking about? One of the greatest of all time, very young, a contortionist, And he played the role of a heavy metaler or a black metaler, black heavy metal. And the funny thing is that the song that they were filming in this movie called Deadpool was Welcome to the Jungle, but played by this comedian. Who is the comedian, if you remember?
And was he an extra playing the singer?
He had a small appearance. He had already starred in movies. Let me give you a hint of one of the movies he had already starred in. He came out in a comedy movie about a female Dracula, and the movie was called Once Bitten. Well, the main actor in this movie from the 80s came out with Clint Eastwood in Deadpool, Jim Carrey. So Jim Carrey comes out and he plays the main heavy metal guy who gets killed in this movie, and Clint Eastwood is called out to investigate his murder.
Thinking Jim Carrey, but I thought I was going to miss it by a year and you would humiliate me.
No, I would never humiliate you, Chang. You're quite good at that yourself. No, but seriously. So
silence. Bow down to me.
You are the...
So you remember the movie, Dave?
Yes, Heartbreak Ridge.
Oh, that was a great flick about Clint Eastwood being the head commanding sergeant in the squad. He was the drill sergeant.
Yeah. He was on his last leg, very salty veteran of the wars. And he got moved over to a special operations group to retire. And he has this motley crew of idiots who happen to be in special operations. I don't know how. And then he trains them up with them into shape.
Yep. You know, there's an actor that no longer acts, of course. He was an actor called Mario Van Peebles, comes out in that as well.
Yeah, in that movie.
And
very
there's
awesome a character. Yep, that character made the movie have, it made a lot of the comedy.
Yes.
Of course, Clint Eastwood's dry comedy in that movie was also excellent.
Especially this scene right here.
What's your name, Marine?
Lance Corporal Forgetti, Gunny.
Shouldn't litter, Faggetti. It's ecologically unsound.
I've seen that movie so many times. I have it on DVD, Blu-ray, like multiple copies, because I keep wanting to get the movie when I see it. I love that movie.
Now, moving on to actors that were also in action movies, which are probably not considered very, very well-known action stars. I'm going to name you one of these actors in particular who became an action star, but who really isn't known for his action movies. And I'm talking about Harrison Ford, with movies, of course, like, you know, the Star Wars saga, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Indiana Jones, Temple of Doom, and The Last Crusade, and things like that. What do you guys think of Harrison Ford as an action star of the 80s?
I kind of think he was like that era's John Wayne. Kind of tough, but he didn't have to have graphic scenes to bring out how tough he was. He's kind of like somebody's dad or grandpa that went to war, that just like stands there and you know he's a badass by everything he represents, whether he talks big or just makes little wisdom comments.
Molaram, prepare to meet Kali in hell.
So it's kind of like not the action hero, but more or less the everyday hero that could be somebody's dad, grandpa, uncle, just a righteous ass that stepped up. So, yeah, I'll give him that.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. What about you, Dave?
I totally forgot about him because he has these family action movies, right?
Yeah.
And so when I think of action, I go totally raw. I mean, like balls to the wall. He has some of the most memorable movies ever. I mean, Indiana Jones, obviously. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. That's like the ultimate action adventure guy. And I don't usually, when I think of action, I don't think of adventure, you know, per se all the time. But that's a tough one. I forgot about it.
But it does go hand in hand. And you know what? My respect to Indiana Jones, the guy behind the character, because I mean, he's done it all. You're talking about a guy who is an adventurous guy himself, who's an actual real pilot, no matter how many times he's crashed the plane or not. You know, one thing that I admire him a lot, he lives in Wyoming, and he actually has his own helicopter there that he uses on to rescue people that have been lost or trapped. So a lot of respect to the real Indiana Jones, Harrison
Ford.
That's
awesome. I thought you were going to say to go to the convenience store to buy that. Speaking of which, speaking of milk, there's an amazing milk ad, buy milk campaign in my newest upload I did today. No plug.
Go for it. Go for it. Let's do a shameless plug. A very well needed one too.
www.davesarchives.com. But it's a good ad. You usually don't see that much production value in a milk ad.
Speaking of milk, let's jump on the subject real quick before I forget, because one of the saddest things is, do you remember back in the 80s when you're having, right before going to school or something, and if you're having cereal, you're reading the back of the cereal box because there was either jokes or puzzles or a maze, or there was something fun there. Once in a while, my mom would break the fun by going, "Oh, look at the back of the milk carton. Little Joey's missing." Do you remember that? They would put pictures of missing kids.
My mom never cared.
Oh, if you got the pint and a half, you only got a name instead of a picture. It would say Joey Gutierrez missing from South Central or East LA. And that's all you
180
get.
180 calories.
Sometimes all you got was the tack on the front, the expiration date, and the label fell off because it was too juicy and wet in the crate back there.
You're listening to Back to the 80s Radio. You are hearing Dave from Dave's Archives, the fabulous and wondrous Chang, and myself, Toscano. We're going to be right back to say our goodbyes. Don't go away. You're listening to Back to the 80s Radio. That was U2, Where the Streets Have No Name, a song that was filmed for the video on top of one of the liquor store on 7th Avenue in Los Angeles, 1987. It's been a blast. You should hear some of the stuff that went on off the mic, which has been great. And we've had our special guest today, Dave from Dave's Archives, and his YouTube channel, Dave's Archives. You don't want to miss it, especially join us on Fridays. And I say join us like if it was my channel, Dave. But it's been such a fun thing to join you guys. It's been great, man, to join Dave during that time. Dave, where can they see your stuff? How can they get a hold of you?
Yeah, and thanks for that, my friend. Yes. So you can find me at davesarchives.com. It'll redirect you to my YouTube channel, or you can just search me on my YouTube channel, Dave's Archives. I have like 500 plus videos on there. You will have many, many, many hours of entertainment and my live stream on Fridays at 9:30 Central Time.
First of all, bro, I got to tell you from the heart, thank you so much for taking Toscano away on Friday night from masturbating. You do not understand. It helps the show. He has no hand cramps, no finger.
Better golf.
Clarity. Dave, if you were a blow-up doll, you'd be in my closet.
One of the best things they hear from my subscribers is how the helping hand thing. And I love those stories, the hand jobs. And I get a lot of them. Right. And they're really heartfelt. And seriously, though, a lot of this stuff has made people on the more happy side of living. And that means a lot to me. So glad I can help. DavesArchives.com.
And that's what it's all about. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next weekend. Don't forget to share a smile because it's so, so contagious.
Cats and kitties, before I release you to another Chang-tastic weekend, remember, remain you. Stand up for yourselves. So until tomorrow, mañana, I bid you an hasta la vista. Sayonara. Adios, arrivederci. To all my bros and hoes on the sunset side. Later, cats and kitties, catch you on the flip. To all my homies across every state and in prison. Orale. Take me back to the glory.